Fox News host Laura Ingraham returned to her show last week, but the number of companies pulling their ad dollars from her program continues even after her brief hiatus. The exodus of advertisers began after Ingraham attacked high schooler David Hogg, who's emerged as a strident anti-gun activist in the wake of the mass shooting at his high school, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. She mocked him on Twitter for not getting into some colleges, and then Hogg turned around and used his social media power to hit her where it hurts, her advertisers.
He tweeted a list of her 12 sponsors, 12 companies, and told his followers to contact them. Since, more than two dozen have pulled support from her program. So how does this social media savvy young people are displaying affect the bottom line? Jonah Berger is an associate professor of marketing at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania and author of Contagious, Why Things Catch On. The show's Lauren Gilger spoke with him about how young people use social media to strengthen their activism and his reaction to what's happening on Laura Ingraham's show.
We've seen a lot of similar examples lately where companies are either responding or at least trying to respond to what they feel like is consumer sentiment. And that's what social media has really done. It's made it easier for organizations to see how customers feel. Rather than having to take a survey or do a focus group, they can actually get a sense in real time of what people are saying about them, what they're feeling about other organizations or people in the media, and then can plot course and respond accordingly.
How much of this has to do with younger people? Because obviously everybody's on Facebook. That goes up to my grandmother, right? But do young people have a specifically an important role in this?
You know, I think the broader phenomenon of hearing customers and consumers and hearing their voices is across all ages. I think there is an aspect that's unique to younger people, actually two aspects. One, they're disproportionately likely to use social media. So compared to your parents or your grandparents, young folks are more likely to be on these channels, more likely to be talking on these channels. And so a disproportionate share of the conversations, of the sentiment that's being expressed towards a brand or an organization or a person is from younger individuals compared to the broader population. Mm-hmm. But also brands care a lot about younger individuals because of their customer lifetime value. If you think about it, you know, an older person is not as many years to buy that product or use that service. Whereas if we can get a young person to like us and stick with us, the value of them as a customer over time is much, much higher. And so brands care a lot about attracting younger individuals, but also retaining them over time.
Yeah. Do you think younger consumers expect companies, the ones that they support with their money, to be more socially conscious, to respond in the right way?
I think they do. I mean, you know, people don't buy products just for what they do. They buy them for what they mean, what they say about them. If I go out and I buy a Kind bar rather than a Snickers bar, for example, I'm not just buying it because I like the way a Kind bar tastes. I believe in the ethos of the company or the organization. I support what they're doing, both in terms of the products they're making, but also the beliefs they hold. Organizations like Patagonia have been around for a long time doing things along those lines. But now more and more organizations, particularly those that appeal to young people, realize they have to have some broader message. They're not just selling a product. They have a set of ideals they need to connect to. Warby Parker, for example, you buy a pair of glasses, they give a pair away to the developing world. Mm-hmm. That's their brand belief. That's the why that drives them forward. And it's part of the reason that customers want to buy from them.
So watching this incident play out with Laura Ingraham and David Hogg, the student from Parkland, do you think that the social media savvy of these young people is coming out of Florida or young people in general kind of strengthens their power as activists, can strengthen their power over advertisers and people who have that kind of capital that they do not?
Yeah, I think we need to be careful. It's not that social media has increased their power, but the power comes from uniting together. One individual saying, I don't like this company or I don't like this brand, I don't like this person, is never going to drive that brand or company to change their behavior. But if enough people feel the same way in a short enough period of time, they're going to change. And so the question is, you know, are these young people, in this case or more broadly, are they savvy enough to build a movement around what they're doing? Mm-hmm. Not just, you know, have an issue flare up and disappear, but build a broader thing where it's not just 5 or 10 people, but 5,000, 10,000, you know, 500,000 people. The more people they can bring on board, the more power they can get. And by using social media as one tool to build that movement.
What lessons do you think advertisers should take from looking at this incident with Laura Ingraham? She's still down advertisers after even taking a week off.
You know, I think the question is really what's the longevity of these things. Whenever something is a hot button issue in the media, companies respond very quickly. In 6 months from now, are those advertisers still going to have disappeared from her show? That will be the interesting question. But I think the larger lesson for these companies as well is how do we play in this new environment? How do we respond to word of mouth? How do we harness word of mouth? And how do we use customers as advocates to support our brands and our causes and our ideas and decrease the chance that they dislike us and react against us?
All right. Jonah Berger, thank you so much for the time today.
Thanks for having me.
Jonah Berger is an associate professor of marketing at the University of Pennsylvania and the author of Contagious: Why Things Catch On.